Nolte, disgraced Governor Tim Walz to drop out of governor's race, per reports. By John Nolte on January 5, 2026. Disgraced Governor Tim Walz, D-retarded, is expected to drop out of the 2026 Minnesota governor's race, per various reports. If true, this will be a Shakespearean fall from grace for the man who, a little over a year ago, was riding high as the Democrat Party's nominee for the vice presidency. What we do know is Walz has announced a press conference for Monday morning at 11 a.m. uncharacteristically. Other than saying he wishes to discuss the news of the day, the governor's office gave no other details. Into that vacuum dropped numerous reports that Walz will drop out of his race for a third term. Hours after the governor's office announced Walz's Monday morning news conference, political insider Blue A. Olson reported that the governor was set to make an announcement about his political future on Monday, and he would likely drop out of the 2026 race, reports a local Fox affiliate. Olson reports that the governor met with Senator Amy Klobuchar on Sunday to discuss the decision. Related, Mayette Cook, Tim Walz needs to resign over massive Minnesota fraud. One piece of speculation floating around is that Klobuchar would step into the governor's race. Walz has been under intense pressure as multiple Somali fraud scandals have blossomed throughout a state that has been run exclusively by Democrats for decades, with Walz at the top of the political caste system as governor for 7 years. According to court records and alternative media reports, Somali fraudsters have bilked American taxpayers out of tens of billions of dollars through various scams that include pretty much everything subsidized by federal taxpayers: food programs, healthcare centers, daycare centers, and those now infamous Leering centers. Minnesota's Somali community funnels millions into local and national Democrat Party campaign coffers and reliably votes en masse for local Democrats. Democrats who know those Somali votes can be the difference between a win and a loss. As the scandal deepens, legitimate questions have been raised about how such rampant fraud could have been allowed to march on without local Minnesota Democrats being aware of it. Did they look the other way in exchange for those votes and campaign contributions? Did they help facilitate the fraud? The most charitable view, one I personally don't buy, is blazing incompetence. For his part, Walz is not only tainted by the scandal, but his response to it has been laughably incompetent. One way for a politician, especially a Democrat, to survive a scandal is to manage it well. Voters are willing to forgive a well-managed scandal. What they can't forgive is a bumbler, and Walz is a bumbler. Related, Walz claims people driving by his house calling him retarded will lead to violence. First, he accused those angry over the Somali scandal of white supremacy. Then Walz defiantly promised to import even more Somali migrants. Then Walz claimed the scandal was driven by politics. Then Walz accused Nick Shirley, the citizen journalist who uncovered all of this alleged fraud over a matter of days, of being a delusional conspiracy theorist. This is no way to manage a scandal of this magnitude, especially one that could be the thread that unravels a massive criminal conspiracy within a national Democrat Party that imports third world welfare queens to get a crooked piece of a federal money train funded by American taxpayers. In the pre-Trump world, scapegoating Walz as the head of the snake might have been enough to take the heat off Democrats. First off, in the pre-Trump world, the Somali fraud scandal would have been smothered by the corporate media. The story would just go away. Today, the alternative media holds more than enough power to keep the story alive and to keep digging into and reporting on the fraud. Then there's Trump himself. With Trump in charge, a fearless warrior against an organized left that tried to bankrupt him, jail him, and assassinate him, I expect booting Walz won't be anywhere near the end of it. Trump intends to dismantle the criminal organization that is the Soros Academia Corporate Media Welfare Staten Ga Democrat Party, and that means running down every aspect of the Somali fraud case, which, as I said, could be the thread that unravels the whole enchilada. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.